Motivator. Mentor. Marketing authority. Branding specialist. Influencer. Social media tough guy.
And the undisputed heavyweight champion of content.
Listen up. Get in the ring and get ready to go toe-to-toe with Corey Disson and the Go Get It Podcast.
And a big old high five to the immortal Charlie Toro for lending his pipes to our intro for season two of the Go Get It Podcast, where we try to take a quick, fresh look at the topics, influencers, and issues that affect the VO media or marketing world. And we're always trying to level up by going toe-to-toe with anyone about anything if it helps motivate you to go get it. So the Go Get It Podcast is brought to you by All Social, a new social platform with influencers in mind. Download the All Social app or log on to joinallsocial.com. Now, if you followed me for any length of time, you ought to be able to figure out that I'm a champion of personal branding and content marketing. I preach the benefits of both to all that will pay attention, from clients to colleagues to friends and even family. And when I came across our guest today, it was evident that we're kindred spirits, because she espouses the benefits of personal branding and content marketing so much that she's built an entire consultancy around motivating and mentoring CEOs and small to mid-sized B2B business owners on how to build influence and drive big-time revenue. She founded and sold her own multi-million dollar marketing company, and she's been interviewed dozens of times for her expertise. Heck, I'm humbled and honored just to have her here with us today. Please help me welcome my pal, Wendy Maynard.
Hey, Corey. It is so good to be here.
Hi, Wendy. It's great to have you on the Go Get It Podcast. So let's dive right in here.
All right, let's do it.
Talk to us what it means when you say, no one is youer than you.
Yeah, so one of the things that I tell my clients is that, listen, there aren't very many differentiators in the world. Like if we look even at one of the most innovative pieces of technology, the smartphone, when Apple rolled it out, it was a very short amount of time till all the competitors were able to dissect that and copy all the technology. And so if they can do that, then what hope do we have of not being really innovative? But what we always have is ourselves. Nobody can copy us because we are unique. And so what I encourage people to do is just step into their own power and be them. No one is youer than you, meaning nobody can be you. All of your quirks, all of your foibles, all of your crazy little habits, everything. And just embrace it and show up as you and be you amplified.
And how does being, youer than you factor in when you're creating or when an entrepreneur is creating their content engine, you like to call it?
Yeah. So one of the things that is really important is you create your content engine, which is basically how you roll out your content on social media, in your email, in all the things, is that your voice, the personality that you're developing in your content, it really should reflect who you are as an authentic person. And, I hear this term thrown around a lot, authenticity, like what does that mean? And it kind of gets lost because I think people are throwing that around and they're not really being all that authentic. But I think the thing is just show up as you and don't be scared to do that. Like we think we have to behave ourselves and put on some professional mask to show up. And that's not true. Like if you curse like a sailor, then curse like a sailor. Go ahead and do it. If you're kind of sarcastic, then be kind of sarcastic. If you tell dumb jokes, then tell dumb jokes. Just be you. And the cool thing is you will attract people who adore you and want to work with you, and you will repel the ones who don't particularly like you. And that's good. That is a good thing.
And it's safe to say that if it's a content engine, an engine implies that it's running. And when you have to show up as you're embracing your brand, you got to show up every day, right?
That's right. You show up every day and you come, I like to say you come with a spirit of service. And so you want to be showing up. So many people show up sporadically and they're not serving their audience to the fullest. So when you're a content engine, I like to tell all my clients to get on LinkedIn or any of the other social media platforms and post 1 to 3 times a day. And people are shocked when I say that. But the truth is like, if you really want them to know, like, and trust you, you got to show up again and again and again and show them that you are a reliable person and consistent, because that's what they want you to be in your business.
So you just stole my thunder on kind of my next question. You know, thinking like a business. If you're an entrepreneur, if you're a solopreneur, if you're a freelancer, you have to be able to think like a CEO. Why is thinking like a CEO of a business so important for the entrepreneur?
Yeah. So I love to tell people to think like a CEO, because so many people come to the table with their clients as an order taker. They look at them to run the show. The truth is you are the expert in your area of skill, and you need to, one, think like an innovative problem solver. The other thing that you need to do is you need to work on your business. So I like to think of it as sitting behind the chessboard, with the chessboard being your business, and you're moving the pieces around, and stop being a piece on the chessboard where you're letting everything control you. You want to be in control of how you roll out your marketing, of how you, create systems in your business, of the processes that you work on with your clients. Like, you are the CEO. Even if you're a business of one, you need to be putting on that CEO hat and strategically creating decisions about your business.
So for that entrepreneur that's sitting behind the chessboard,
yeah,
and they have that laundry list of decisions to make, especially if they're trying to grow, it's epidemic. There's so many folks that I talk to that are sort of paralyzed, and they're waiting for the perfect moment. They're waiting for the planets to align. They're waiting for the symphony to kick in. They're waiting for this just ultra perfect moment to, well, I'm going to do this when this happens. I'm going to buy this when this happens. I'm going to hire this person when this happens. Clean that up for me. What is wrong with that picture?
Yeah, well, first of all, there is no perfect, and perfectionism is an action killer. So I always like to say, build the airplane while you're flying it. So for example, people will want to create the perfect offer. I'm saying, like, get it out there and sell it before you've even created it, which is incredibly scary for people. But how do you know if people actually want it? Why would you spend all this time building it when, one, you don't even know if people want it and will buy it? And then two, if you're not getting people's feedback, then you can't create it perfectly, because you don't have a feedback loop. But if you start selling it and you hear what people say about it, and you get them, and you create it as, if you build it as you're flying it, so to speak, like, you get so much better feedback and you end up with a better product or service. So take imperfect action. It always trumps perfect inaction.
And I like to equate that to the analogy I use, like, build the airplane as you fly it. Is that's brilliant. I'll tell my clients, it's like, you have to get out on the dance floor even if you don't know how to dance. You can't,
there you go.
You can't sit at the bar the whole time. You can't meet anybody if you're not out there mingling and strutting your stuff. You got to get out there and get laughed at, make a mistake. Who cares? You'll figure it out. Now, in the world of voice talent, speaking of figuring it out, when figuring out rates. Now, whether you're a voice talent, an actor, a graphic designer, whatever it is, there's always the question of, what should you charge? And I can speak specifically to the voice talent world. The topic of rates is like a tinderbox. So, you know, like, in this camp over here, you have the folks that are agency represented or their union, and they say voiceover services are worth X. And then on this side of the room, you have the pay-to-play website folks or the freelancer website folks, and I'm going to leave out the names of some of those sites, that saying, hey, I'm cool with my rates being over here. Why is it so hard? Why do entrepreneurs struggle to charge premium pricing?
So people are letting their pricing be driven by fear. By fear that if they raise their prices, if they charge a premium price, that they will not get business. And they're actually they're thinking, and the questions that they are asking themselves, they're actually asking the wrong questions. And so the question that they need to be asking themselves is, how can I provide more value to a sophisticated buyer? A sophisticated buyer does not care about price, as long as they get an ROI. And so if they get a return on their investment, a sophisticated buyer will pay premium price because they're getting back so much more than they've ever put into their investment. And so the problem with getting hung up on pricing, as long as you let your competitors dictate the price that you charge, you're basically commoditizing yourself and you don't have a differentiator. You need to develop a value-packed offer and you need to put a premium price. This is how you give incredible service to your clients. And this is a differentiator. People will pay more. The right buyer will pay more. And you set yourself apart. I don't know if you've read Blue Ocean, but you put yourself in a blue ocean as opposed to being in the red ocean with all the sharks.
Well said. Voice Town, did you hear that? And if you didn't, I want you to press pause. I want you to rewind a little bit and listen to that little ditty one more time. Because you can charge more than you think. You just have to provide the value for said charge. Is that a kind of summing it up?
Exactly.
So you and I could probably spend hours trading stories and high-fiving on all of these techniques and values and things with marketing and branding and content and all this good stuff. But given our short window, what I'd like to be able to do is introduce as many of my listeners to you. And I understand you do have a free masterclass. Can you walk us through how that works?
Yeah, absolutely. So I have a free masterclass. You can go to my website, wendymaynard.com, and there's a button right on the homepage. You can go to wendymaynard.com/webinar. You can sign up for the masterclass. It takes you through the five things that are needed to build a successful a business that has premium pricing, multi six figures. You can make a lot more than you think you can, and it will walk you through all the steps that I take my clients through. Can I say this? It's fantastic.
Of course you can. I'll say it too. It's fantastic.
Thank you.
And minimally, go follow Wendy on LinkedIn because she's on there every day. And it's like we're having dueling posts. I'll hit her with a like. She hits me with a like. We're kicking stuff back and forth. And it's awesome because it's like I'm looking into a mirror of the things that you're saying.
We are kindred spirits.
It just resonates. What you say resonates with me. And it's very exciting. And it's reassuring that if you're saying the same thing I'm saying, then I'm headed in the right direction.
And all your VO people are lucky to have you.
There you go. Well said. And there's a ringing endorsement right there. Wendy, thank you so much for joining us on the Go Get It podcast today. I appreciate it.
Oh my gosh, my pleasure. Thank you so much for having me.
And a reminder that today's show was brought to you by All Social. High fives to our show announcer, Charlie Toro, and to our producer, Christopher Disson, multi-talented Pro Tools aficionado and proof that nepotism is still alive and well. I'm looking forward to hanging out with you next time. Until then, go get it.